Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? I am fired up to be kicking off the first Friday Food for Thought of the year with none other than my favorite topic in the world, real estate investing. It's been so amazing getting to connect with so many of you and hear how many of you are taking action on building wealth through real estate, or how many of you have goals and aspirations to leverage the vehicle of real estate to unlock more passive income and get to that financial freedom number that you're chasing and to create the lifestyle that you want and to build more net worth and security long term to pass it on to whoever it is that you want to. That's why real estate is such a powerful vehicle. It can be a very challenging journey. It could also be a very lucrative and fun and exciting journey. And I want to share with you my top 7 tips to becoming a millionaire real estate investor. These are habits, mindset, practices, and principles, and disciplines, and strategies that served me in crossing that 7-figure milestone when I was in my mid to late 20s, and how it has helped me continue to unlock more things than I could have ever imagined. Now, this stuff wasn't easy. Most of these lessons I'm going to share with you are actually birthed out of pain and falling on my face and getting my teeth kicked in, and I want to share those with you because when I took those learning lessons and leverage them to my advantage moving forward, they were priceless. And I want to give that to you without you having to experience that same pain. Some of these are also from the wins, right? So we're going to be talking about those 7 tips. But one thing that I know will allow me to consistently add more value to you moving forward is by us getting in closer proximity. It's been amazing getting to connect with so many of you on Instagram. A lot of you are following me at Official Matty A on my Instagram, where I put out more content on my lifestyle and real estate investing. But it's also given us an ability to communicate two-way, right? Because this is just me talking to you. I want to hear back from you guys. I want to hear what you're working on, what you're struggling with, what you're looking to overcome, all the wins that you're having. And so texting is a way that we can now do that with some of the cool platforms that are out there. So right now, what I want you to do is to write down my phone number and text me so we can at least start a dialogue. And the number is 844-447-1555. If you're new to the show, shoot me a text right now and tell me why you're listening to the show and how you came across it. If you're somebody who is an existing listener and a loyal Millionaire Mindcast family member, let me know what topics or guests you would love to hear or see on the podcast moving forward. All you got to do is text that to 844-447-1555. Now, if you want to get any of your questions answered live on the show, whether it's on our Wealth Building Wednesday, Friday Food for Thought, me asking one of our millionaire guests on Mondays, be sure to enter our monthly giveaway and contest of over $1,100 in prizes, Visa gift cards, courses, all kinds of books, planners, and actual coaching calls with myself, Mr. Ryan Breedwell, our registered investment advisor and wealth expert. You get entered into that contest. One person gets pulled each and every month just by going over to go.millionairemindcast.com. All you have to do is enter a question, review, subscribe the podcast, and you will be entered into that, and we can actually answer the questions that you want answers to. So very cool stuff, a lot of value and exciting things coming up in 2020 and beyond in order for us to raise the bar, right, in the value that we provide to you guys. We had to really think about how do we do this, right? Continue to evolve, continue to optimize, continue to expand. And you guys have been a big, you've been guiding us on what it is that you want. And this is some of the feedback that you've given us. Also, some live events coming up, our wealth camps. These are going to be intimate. These are going to be more for the advanced individuals who are ready and actively taking action on their wealth building plans. And we're going to be doing these in secret destinations and locations all around the country and the world. And if you want to know more about that, text interested in wealth camp, or text wealth camp to 844-447-1555, and we can let you know more of some of these secret details. But with that being said, let's continue the March to a Million and Beyond right after this quick message. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today. All right, so many of you have been asking, how do I continue to leverage real estate? Why should I be leveraging real estate? What should I be doing in real estate to become a millionaire and create more income and unlock financial freedom? And let me just first start with the why. Why real estate? Well, it's one of the most proven and arguably one of the safest wealth building vehicles in the entire world ever. Now, you can argue maybe for stocks or bonds or whatever it may be, but let's be honest, real estate, in my opinion, is as good as it gets. Why? Well, let me just share these five things with you. High cash yield, right? High cash on cash return. It has the ability to, of course, appreciate and create equity buildup, which then gives you the ability to leverage it. Whether that's you leveraging the asset itself, whether that's you leveraging other people's money or cash to go out and create more passive income and create higher cash on cash yields, right? Leverage is such a key piece of all of this that it's a bargaining chip, right? It's a tangible asset. It's something that is actually physical. You can walk up and touch. It's not some digital currency or, you know, piece of paper that is floating around in space or on the internet or in some brokerage account. This is something that you can touch and feel, right? And a tangible asset is extremely powerful, and it's something that people are always going to need. Somebody's always going to need a place to lay their head and to have safety and security, right? And of course, how can we not take into account all of the amazing tax advantages, whether that's deferrals or lowering your tax rates? So many different creative strategies on how to find loopholes, legal loopholes, through real estate that you can't find in many other investment vehicles. So real estate, and I could go on and on, is such a powerful vehicle for building your wealth. Okay, so let's dig into these seven tips to becoming a millionaire real estate investor. Number one, I want to start with mindset. And the mindset of a successful real estate investor who plans on being around for a long time and creating longevity as a real estate investor is going to be the swan effect. Sleep well at night. Always do the right thing, even if that means missing out on an opportunity, even if that means making less money. You do the right thing, karma shows up big as a real estate investor. Our space is littered with a lot of unethical people who will do things out of integrity, out of alignment of their core values, just to make money. And if you want to be around for a long time, if you want to be successful for a long time, and if you want to sleep well at night and be able to feel good about who you are and build a great reputation, you need to play the long-term game and trust that by doing the right thing, it will come to fruition in your favor. Number two is, don't count your chickens before the eggs are hatched. I've done this a few times in my career, and boy, did it hurt. I'll give you a quick story. One of my very first real estate transactions was about 2 weeks before Christmas. We had somebody come in. We had $1 million listing, and this individual made a cash offer. We represented them, double-ended the deal. We were all excited. Contingencies were removed. Wire was supposed to be coming across the next day, and we were going to be closing December 24th, the day before Christmas. Ooh, baby. I had a $30,000 check potentially coming in the door. It looked like it was all inked and ready to go. The fat lady, I could hear her warming up in the background. I said, okay, it's time to go out and buy some Christmas presents for my family, for my friends, for myself. And I spent a good portion of that commission check. But guess what happened? Long story short, this individual ended up being a fraud. They missed the wire. They ended up doing some additional things that essentially landed all of us, really that individual, in a lawsuit, but we were stuck in it. And guess what? I didn't see that $30,000 commission check. And guess what? I went into some debt early on in my career because I counted my chickens before the eggs hatched. Whether it's you writing up a contract and getting verbal agreement and thinking that you got a deal right in your hand until that thing is inked and it's in writing and everything is confirmed and verified and you know you have it across the finish line, do not celebrate. Show that discipline to get it across the finish line. Then you can celebrate. Number three, if it is really a deal, the money will follow. I hear so many of you who are so hung up, and don't get me wrong, I was too, so hung up on the fact that you don't have the money that you think you need to go out and get started, to go out and buy a property, to go out and be successful. When I bought my first investment property and I flipped it and made six figures on my very first deal, guess what? I was 21, 22 years old. I was living at home with my dad, couldn't pay him rent, could barely afford to take my girlfriend out for dinner. I had credit card debt. I had no credit. And I had absolutely no money in my savings account to put down for a down payment or definitely to qualify for a house. But if it's really a deal, the money is going to follow. People will look at that investment opportunity as safe and secure because, one, it's a tangible asset that they can secure their investment against. They can get great returns that they're most likely not going to get anywhere else. And because it really is a great deal, everybody has the ability, because it's a big piece of pie, to still share in that pie, right? So don't worry about how you're going to finance deals. Worry about how you're going to find deals. You find a great deal, the money will follow. And if you need help on putting together the financing for a deal, that's exactly what I teach. That's exactly what I mentor people on. That's exactly what I can help you do. And feel free to text and reach out, and we can talk about how that looks if you have something that you need some support on. This number four is all about negotiating. Negotiating is very, very important if you want to be successful as a real estate investor. Understanding motivations, pain points, goals. What do people want to achieve? By getting a good picture and asking the right questions, you're going to understand the best way to negotiate and structure a deal. But here's what I will tell you that I have learned when it comes to negotiating. Time wounds all deals. You have to keep everyone at the table long enough to reach an agreement. Because the second people start going in different directions, and now Aunt Sally starts chirping in, you know, her nephew's ear about why he shouldn't be selling to you, or when they go out and they read some article about how the market's going to go up 30% if they hold on for the next 2 months and they decide not to sell to you, you lost on the opportunity to capitalize on that deal. Don't let time get in the way. Velocity and speed are what create great opportunity. Number five is an analysis tip for you guys. Never buy off speculation. You make your money when you buy. So buy off actuals of how the asset is performing right now. Anything above and beyond that is all speculation, right? So that's why I always think it's funny when people have these fantastic pro formas and want you to buy based on the pro forma. Well, one, there's a lot that goes into getting the numbers and the asset to perform at where the pro forma numbers are actually showing. One of my early mentors, Mr. David Osborne, says that is called hopium. Don't be smoking that hopium, all right? You want to make sure that you are buying and analyzing off of current numbers. Never buy off of speculation. Number six, follow-up is the key to luck. Success comes down to rare moments of opportunity, right? So you got to be open, you got to be ready, and you got to be alert to seize them, but you got to be proactive in going and getting them. And I can tell you this much. I went and I did this a couple years back, and I looked back at the last 4 or 5 years of my investments and the hundreds of flips that I'd done and all the rentals that I'd bought. And I was thinking about, you know what? I wonder where I really closed on this person, because so many people want that low-hanging fruit. They want that person to raise their hand and just lay over on the first conversation and be like, you know what? Buy my house. Yep, the offer you're giving me, that sounds great. That just doesn't happen very often. What I found was over 80% of the transactions and the acquisitions that I made in my real estate investment business came after the sixth or the seventh follow-up. Follow-up creates opportunity for luck. You never know when the right time is going to be for them. How many times have you seen a number come across your phone and you're like, yeah, I guess I could talk to this person right now, but I just don't want to talk to them right now. Like, they really want to talk to me. They'll call me back. And I've done that four or five or six times. And then I pick up and I'm like, hey, yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you, man. I apologize about that. I've been busy. What you got for me? Right? That's the same thing that happens on many real estate investment opportunities, whether it's you talking to brokers or real estate agents or wholesalers or flippers or other sellers, right? Following up is going to be the key. Number seven has to do with analysis. Make decisions when you are ready, not when you're under pressure. Just say, hey, I need a little bit more time to think about this and get back to you. One of my biggest losses of my entire career, $180,000 loss. Many reasons why that became such a substantial loss. But I can tell you this much. It all started with me making a decision under pressure when I wasn't ready, when I didn't have all of my ducks in a row, when I didn't do all of my due diligence, when I didn't consult my board of directors and have them give me a second set of eyes and feedback and ears on what this opportunity and asset really had and was on the table. Make a decision when you are ready, not under pressure. Now, there's a caveat to this. Don't overthink it, right? Have a framework and a process for how you make that decision and follow it, right? So I have my process, but don't skip steps. Don't go out of the lane that you know you need to be in. Stay disciplined and consistent to your decision-making process. And if you don't have that framework, figure that out based on the context of what you're making a decision for, but never make a decision under pressure. That can be something that sets you back. That was a lot of setback for me over that year of trying to clean that mess up and dig out of that. Okay? So wealth, especially in real estate investing, is made in a crock pot, not the microwave. So whatever your real estate investing goals are this year, whether you consider yourself a great real estate investor, skill up, challenge yourself to optimize, to level up, to get better. Where can you polish off those hard corners? Where can you create less friction in your business? Where can you elevate and challenge and create better standards for your team members, for your lead generation strategies, for your scripting, whatever it may be? And if you're new, get around the right people. Surround yourself with the people who have the results that you have and the resources that you want and the relationships that you're looking to make and the wisdom that you're looking to gain. Get around the action takers. And that is something that I am so excited to share with you if you are ready to take that next step and stop learning and to start getting in the conversation and start acting. You can join our Rich Through Real Estate community for just $7. Just $7. If you are balking at $7, you're not going to be a successful real estate investor. This is not going to be an industry that you want to be in. This is not going to be a vehicle that you're going to have the stomach to leverage. For $7 to get around active real estate investors, mentors, and experts, you can join our Rich Through Real Estate community. All you have to do is text the word real estate, one word, no spaces. Text the word real estate to 844-447-1555. And you're going to get some more information on how you can join our community today. And you're going to see right when you get in there, people that are taking action on Airbnbs, generate more passive income, buying their first rentals, making their first wholesales, people that are scaling up massive and doing syndications and starting funds. This is a community for people who want to get rich through real estate. And when I say rich, real estate being the foundation that unlocks more wealth in your relationships and your income and your community and your health. Rich. So we would love to have you come over, check us out. Text real estate, one word, to 844-447-1555. I'll look forward to connecting with you guys on the next episode.